It's never easy to form a personal opinion about the success or failure of a project when you've been so deeply involved in its planning and preparation. But judging from the number of people who approached me during and after the IFP's annual conference at Celtic Manor to say that this was without doubt the best conference they had ever been to, I have to accept my own judgment that it was indeed an outstanding couple of days at Celtic Manor. This is my fourth year as a member of the IFP's conference committee, which I also had the privilege of chairing. And it was the third year that I made the Monday morning trip from Yorkshire down to Celtic Manor, a journey which was surprisingly easy and trouble-free for a Monday morning. I don't want to give a blow-by-blow description of the conference, but there were a number of highlights that I would like to talk about, ranging from the exceptionally popular Strange Fellows disco after the gala dinner to the outstanding and amazing presentation given by Colonel Chris Keeble. As usual, we held a welcoming evening in the exhibition hall at Celtic Manor, which proved very, very popular, and it's here that Celtic Manor really proves its worth. The exhibition hall is an ideal place for people to wander around the stands as well as eat, drink and chat to delegates and exhibitors. And although we formally closed it at 9 o'clock, many of the conversations carried on upstairs in the bar for a number of hours afterwards. We formally opened the conference on the Tuesday morning with two keynote speeches from American speakers, the first being Charlie Ehrlich, who talked about how to play the winner's game in the investment business. This was a stunning critique of the investment profession as it stands, with its emphasis on beating the market, which Charlie showed us was virtually impossible to do. Instead, he gave us some real ideas on how investment should be carried out. This is followed by Mark Tibergian talking about the really big things we as financial planners need to do to develop our businesses and to develop the profession as well. Very much based on his book, Practice Makes Perfect, it was nonetheless a deeply thought-provoking presentation. And the two back-to-back speakers provided a stunning backdrop for the rest of the conference. In the afternoon, I had the pleasure of introducing George Kinder to the conference, speaking about life planning and how we can inspire clients to take action. For many, this was the first time that they had heard George Kinder speak, and as usual, George inspired many of us to take a new look at how we really deliver financial planning services to our clients. Graham Codrington joined us again for the last session, keynote session, on a Tuesday. Graham presented at the conference 2 years ago, and it's always good to hear him, this time talking about the five forces that he considers will dramatically change the world in the next decade. Once again, thought-provoking and challenging. Our reception and gala dinner in the evening was very successful, and I think it's a mark of the confidence of the profession that you can get 600 people to dress up in black tie, looking their best and having a fantastic time. Admittedly, the duck was a disappointment, and I understand that Catherine has already had quiet words with Celtic Manor's catering manager. Some fantastic entertainment both during and after the dinner, including Brett Davidson's homemade soap opera, charting the trials of a financial planning firm in transition and trying to deal with the FSA. We had a couple of young musicians who rocked us with their violins, after which delegates dispersed to the gaming tables, the disco and the bar. We put the disco in a separate room this year, which is much, much better. It was certainly very popular, and we extended it to 1:30 in the morning, when it closed with a good 100 people on the dance floor, arms all linked and dancing to New York, New York. I eventually left the bar at about 3:30 in the morning, but certainly was not the last to leave, which made life a little bit difficult the next day, which included two more track sessions, including Chris Keeble's presentation on virtue, which he illustrated through the painting by Jericho of the wreck of the Medusa, and with deeply moving stories from his experiences at the Battle of Goose Green during the Falklands. Chris has so much to tell us as a profession, and I feel we really need to get him more involved in the work that we do. Karen Brady closed the conference with a final keynote session. Like Michelle Moen 2 years ago, her stories of her business successes and failures were both amusing and inspirational, even for those of us who have little interest in football. But it is a great way to close what is certainly an outstanding conference.